Torah of Awakening Daily Practice with Brian Yosef Schachter Brooks.
Lesson 6.
In this lesson, we will learn about the inner dimension of the tzitzit, as well as chanting their blessing. Enjoy.
1. Upon arising, Mode Ani.
Two, hand washing. Take the vessel of water with your right hand, and then pass it to your left hand. Pour some water over your right hand. Then pass the vessel to your right hand and pour some water over your left hand. Pass back to your left hand and repeat the process two more times, so that each hand is washed three times. Bring your awareness to your movements and to the feeling of the water, holding the intention of cleansing yourself inwardly from the influence of any negative energies. You can think of each one as you pour, washing away anger, craving, anxiety, fear, depression, or anything else you would like to cleanse from yourself. When you are finished, take a moment and raise your hands, inwardly dedicating your actions to embody sacred qualities such as love, awareness, service, and any other qualities you would like to bring into your life at this time.
In the beginning of this course, I mentioned that the tzitzit represent the unity of all being. Let's look more closely at the mitzvah of tzitzit and uncover the deeper layers of meaning in this powerful ritual practice. First of all, where does the mitzvah of tzitzit come from? There's a story in the Torah about the Israelites as they travel through the wilderness. During their journey, Moses teaches them the mitzvah of Shabbat, a day of rest from all work on the seventh day of the week. One Shabbat, a man forgets about the prohibition of doing work and he goes out to gather wood. Because of this, God tells Moses to teach the Israelites the mitzvah of tzitzit so that when they look down at them, they will remember the other mitzvot. The tzitzit, then, are a reminder. If you understand the mitzvot as we learned in the last lesson, the tzitzit can remind you of your spiritual intention and the practices to help awaken this intention. It's not so different from tying a string around your finger. However, there's something very special about the fact that the tzitzit and the story are particularly linked with the mitzvah of Shabbat. The essence of Shabbat is stepping back from our roles and identities as doers in order to take a full 25 hours just to be. In refraining from work, there is the opportunity to practice wakefulness far more intensely than on other days, when our minds are easily distracted by busyness. On Shabbat, our ordinary fixation on time can drop away, allowing for a more full blossoming of awareness in the present. In this blossoming of presence, the experience of a deep peace, beauty, and wholeness can naturally expand into the other days of the week as well. In short, Shabbat is a powerful technology for experiencing the qualities of being that are often called divine, simply by relaxing your thinking and your doing. Of course, thinking and doing are wonderful and necessary, but without a break, they tend to obscure the spiritual qualities of the present, cause us to experience separateness, and ultimately create a sense of alienation. But whether you practice Shabbat or not, this realization can be nurtured through daily spiritual practice, just like you're doing right now. The real trick, however, is to continue your effort in presence constantly, bringing your practice into every moment. To do this requires constant remembering, and that's the tricky part, because the tendency of the mind is to forget about things that are constant. That's where the tzitzit come in. They are a reminder that the moment for awakening is now, always now. The more you can be awake now, the more the unity of everything will become apparent, and you will feel the joy, bliss, and freedom of knowing this. The tzitzit, or fringes, are tied in a special way that encodes this realization within them. If you look at your tzitzit, you will see that there are four sections of windings divided by knots. At the highest section, there are seven windings. In Judaism, seven is the number of creation, of nature, of time, of the finite. This meaning of seven comes from the story that the world was created in 7 days. The next section contains eight windings. Eight represents that which is beyond nature, beyond the world of the senses, the infinite. The shape of the common Arabic number 8 also has this meaning. When you turn it on its side, it represents infinity. Infinity is all around us. For example, everything that exists is temporary, coming into existence and eventually going out of existence. The process of transformation, however, of things going in and out of existence, is not temporary. Time goes on, change goes on, eternally. Similarly, every object has finite dimensions. If you divide things into smaller parts, however, the divisions can go on indefinitely. As long as something has physical dimension, it can theoretically be divided again and again without end. The finite and the infinite, then, are two sides of one coin. They are both present in everything. In this way, the first and second windings of the tzitzit represent these two sides of reality. Now, if you add the first two numbers of windings together, 7 and 8, you get 15. The third section contains 11 windings. When you add 15 and 11, you get 26. These three numbers, 15, 11, and 26, are very special in the tradition. To understand why, you have to know that every Hebrew letter also represents a number. For example, the first letter, Aleph, represents the number 1. The second letter, bet, represents the number 2, and so on. Because of this, every Hebrew word also has a numeric value that is formed by adding up the numerical values of the letters. In Lesson 2, we learned the divine name that is made up of the letters Yud, He, and then Vav, and then He, and how this name signifies being or existence. The first two letters of this name, Yud and He, add up to 15, just like the first two sections of the tzitzit. The second two letters, Vav and He, add up to 11, like the third section of the tzitzit, and altogether they add up to 26. In this way, the first three sections of the tzitzit symbolize existence, or being, as represented by the divine name. The fourth and last section contains 13 windings. 13 is also a very special number, because it's the numerical value of the word ahava, which means love, as well as the word echad, which means one or oneness, just as we learned in Lesson 2 on the Shema. Thus, the windings of all four sections are telling us that God, which is the totality of being, 26, is ultimately one, 13, and that the expression of oneness is love, also 13. In this way, the windings of the tzitzit point to a deep realization of the nature of reality and being. In wearing them, you connect yourself daily to the intention that this realization blossom within yourself, that the divine love that has no limit be born within you, and that you come to embody this oneness and love in your life. Now that you've begun to explore the deeper meaning of the tzitzit, let's learn the bracha that accompanies this mitzvah.
3. Tzitzit. Take a moment to examine the tzitzit to see that they are not torn or tangled. Now, stand and hold the talit katan, or large talit, in readiness, chanting. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav itzivanu al-mitzvah tzitzit. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity, eternal unity of all existence, revealing the sacred in form, joining us with this revelation through the mitzvah of tzitzit. Now put on the talit. Take the front tzitzit in your hand and kiss them. They are your constant reminder to engage in this sacred work. 4. Hand-washing blessing. Sit with open hands, palms upward, chanting. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav itzivanu al netilat yadayim. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity, eternal unity of all existence, revealing the sacred in form, joining us with this revelation through the washing of hands. 5. Torah blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav itzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity, eternal unity of all existence, revealing the sacred in form, joining us with this revelation through immersing ourselves in words of Torah. 6. Shema. Hear. Breathing in, filling the body with light, and projecting Shema upwards. Shema. Breathing in again, filling the body with light, projecting Yisrael downwards. Breathing in, filling with light. Breathing out, Adonai, projecting forwards. breathing in, filling with light, projecting Eloheinu backwards. Eloheinu. Breathing in, filling with light, projecting Adonai to the right. Adonai. Breathing in, filling with light, projecting Echad to the left. Echad. So bringing in the light from the left. Baruch from the right. Shem from behind. Kevod from the front. Malchuto from below. Leolam from above. Va'ed.
Seven, the Amidah. Standing, take 3 steps backwards, and then 3 steps forward, and then chant. Adonai, Sifatai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid, Tehilatecha. Hashem, open my lips, and my mouth will speak your praise. Bend your knees, chanting, Baruch. Straighten your knees and bow forward, chanting, Ata. And straighten your body upright as you chant, Adonai Eloheinu Velohei Avoteinu. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity and divinity of our ancestors. Taking a moment now to contemplate that your life is transmitted to you through an unbroken chain through countless generations and beyond. Feel the life force within that unites this infinite chain.
Next, take a couple of minutes to pray for anything that's important to you to manifest at this time.
Meditation. Coming to your sitting position,
checking your body for any unnecessary tension that you can relax in your muscles. Checking to see that your spine is straight or as straight as you can muster. Preferably not leaning back on anything. Letting your awareness begin to sink down into your body. Feeling down into your chest and your lungs. Coming close to your breathing, feeling your breathing on the in-breath, feeling your breathing on the out-breath, relaxing inwardly into your feelings, opening completely to whatever emotional energies are in your body, in your chest, in your belly. And relaxing tension on the emotional level, to whatever degree that relaxation wants to happen when you have that intention. Letting go of any resistance to what might happen moment to moment. Just opening yourself to this ever-changing moment. Noticing thoughts as they arise. Allowing them to be there and allowing them to dissipate. And we'll sit in silence for the remaining time. Thank you for devoting your time. May you be blessed to bring your awareness and openness to each moment of this day. Until tomorrow, be well.